So apparently, the future of customer support is AI that can actually understand when you say, "I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed," and knows which one is worse. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, the AI takeover of customer support is happening, but it's not what you think. We're seeing a massive shift in how companies handle those dreaded "my package never arrived" and "how do I reset my password" conversations. AI systems are now deflecting between 50 to 80% of routine customer queries before they ever reach a human agent. But here's where it gets interesting. This isn't just about slapping a chatbot on your website and calling it a day. The real innovation is happening around three key areas: deflection, quality control, and what insiders call human handoff design. Let's break this down. Deflection is basically teaching AI to handle the simple stuff so humans don't have to. Companies are reporting cost reductions of 30 to 55% and ticket volume drops of up to 80%. That's honestly staggering. Think about it. Every password reset question that gets answered automatically is one less ticket in some poor support agent's queue. But the quality piece is where things get complicated, because we've all had that infuriating experience where a chatbot just keeps misunderstanding you, right? Companies like Zendesk are training their systems on billions of real customer interactions, not millions. Billions. They're using natural language processing to understand intent, not just keywords, and creating feedback loops where the AI actually learns from its mistakes. And honestly, I think this changes everything about customer experience. Or maybe nothing if companies get it wrong. Let me explain. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching these impressive deflection numbers, something else was happening quietly in the background that nobody's really talking about: the metrics problem. Companies are celebrating their high deflection rates, basically how many customer issues their AI resolves without human intervention. But according to several sources, this metric can be deeply misleading. It doesn't capture how many customers got frustrated and gave up. It doesn't show how many had to repeat themselves 6 times. It just shows problem entered, no human involved, and that's a problem because, well, according to Gartner, about 2/3 of customers still prefer no AI involvement in their support experience at all. They want humans. And when the handoff between AI and humans goes poorly, when you explain your whole situation to a bot and then have to explain it all over again to a person, trust erodes quickly. The companies getting this right aren't just focusing on deflection. They're obsessing over that handoff moment, preserving context across channels, training their human reps specifically on how to handle escalations from AI, and building systems where the bot can essentially whisper all the relevant information to the human before they jump in. It's like when your friend sets you up on a blind date and gives you all the important details beforehand. They just got out of a relationship, they're allergic to shellfish, and whatever you do, don't mention Game of Thrones. That context is everything. Quick hits before we go. Intercom's AI assistant named Finn is apparently deflecting over 50-70% of customer queries for companies that deploy it. Forethought and Ultimate.ai are claiming even higher numbers at 60-75% and 70-80% respectively. And curiously, none of the search results could identify which major VCs are backing the top startups in this space, which makes me wonder if the big money hasn't fully arrived yet. That's your blend for today. When you think about it, customer support might be the perfect testing ground for AI. It's high volume, often repetitive, and the stakes are lower than, say, autonomous vehicles or medical diagnoses, but it's also deeply human. We reach out for support when we're confused, frustrated, or disappointed, and teaching machines to handle those emotions with grace, that might be the greatest customer service innovation of all. I'll see you tomorrow.